Local Calypsonian and executive member of the Graduates Calypso Tent, Glenroy Sule Caesar, is encouraging patrons to wear a face mask at tonight's event. He said he understands that some people are still cautious in relation to mass gatherings because of the continued threat of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I know people are still skeptical relating to what's happening with it, to the world pandemic. So we are taking the necessary measures to really sanitize the place properly and everything like that. And persons could still, you know, use their masks and put their masks on and come, because we're trying to create a safe environment for the Graduates Calypso Tent.
Local Calypsonian and executive member of the Graduates Calypso Tent, Glenroy Sule Caesar. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is urging Vincentians to fete responsibly during the carnival season as the COVID-19 pandemic is still ongoing. It says persons should get vaccinated and tested where possible to ensure that they remain safe during the festive period. Regionally, a shipment of Pfizer vaccines were donated to Guyana by the government of Spain on Monday. Meanwhile, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 81,518. Internationally, a panel of experts convened by the U.S. drug regulator was meeting today to consider authorizing the Novavax COVID-19 shot, a late runner in the fight against the virus that could nonetheless play a role in overcoming vaccine hesitancy. Meanwhile, a new study has found that COVID-19 vaccines can lower the risk of death by 34% and long COVID by 15% compared to the unvaccinated with SARS-CoV-2 infections. The researchers also observed that vaccines have been remarkably effective in fending off some of the worst long COVID symptoms, including lung and blood clotting disorders. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.